Now we are joined on the phone by our other guest today, Tanya from the Whangarei Environment Centre. Hello, Tanya.
Kia ora. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
No
really looking
cool.
forward to it.
And can you hear a movie? A movie? Sorry.
I can hear
you.
Hi, Tanya.
Yes. No.
I can't hear
you. Can hear it, eh? How's that? So can you hear Mave now?
Tanya?
Yes.
Yes, there we go.
Good
to
hear you,
like,
Mave.
She's very low. Like, can we put...
Oh, I'll turn her volume up like that.
Yeah.
How's that? All right. Well, hopefully this is all going to work.
Yeah.
Yes. And you're saying you're planting some seeds out this morning, Tanya, at your place in Kirikiriroa.
Yes, sunny day. So I've done a lot of seeds and I'm still desperate for some more. So I did a quick run of some hullus pumpkin seeds. So they're grown for their seed to eat.
Huh.
So lots of fun. So I popped some of those in.
So are those long, curly ones? No.
No, those are the rampicante.
Yes, that's right, that's right.
Yeah, they're type of zucchini, and they're pretty exciting. I like those.
Yes.
If you want some of those, that seed for that particular pumpkin, do go and visit the Seed Araha stand outside the Environment Centre on Bow Street.
Yes.
And they quite often there's some there in little packages.
Yes, sitting out there as we speak. All loaded up with stuff, and Katie's in there doing some mahi next door at your office at the Environment Centre.
Oh, fantastic. So there you go.
Yes,
get down there have a look at what seeds are available.
I had a little look at tomatoes.
We try and make sure the seeds are the right ones for the season to go in.
Yes. And is it your official title over there, the Food Security Administrator or Manager or something like that, is it?
Yes. So my role is to encourage food sovereignty in Whangarei. So I'm excitedly promoting things involved or coordinating or supporting things like the growers' market, the community garden, the seed bank, which is also part of the Seed Araha stand.
Yes.
I do some work with Waitatuna School, and I'm also involved with exploring how we can share growing food together on shared bits of land.
Yes. We get into all these juicy things later. And the first growers' market was Friday, wasn't it, Marvie?
Yeah, it was just Friday.
Were you there?
Yeah, I had a stall and... It was amazing to see how far the market has come, just seeing so many stalls with so many varieties, like lots of fruit and veggies, but also like flowers, dahlia tubers, avocados, eggs, all sorts of stuff. So it's really taking off, and that's so amazing to be part of it, yeah.
Would this be, how many years they've been running now, would you say, Tanya?
This is its third season, just started last Friday.
Season. Well attended, was it?
It really was. 255 people came through the doors in the hall. We were hoping to be outside, but the weather wasn't good enough, and the church has been very generous at allowing us to use the hall if the weather's not good.
It's a beautiful space in there too, isn't it? You know, it's a good facility for the town, that one.
Yeah.
And what did you have on your table, Marley?
I had a lot of different things, like some fruit trees. We had biochar. That was like we were trying it out. Mm. It's really amazing for the garden. Some like lemons, limes, and greens from the garden, like stir-fry greens. Yeah, so many different things I find it hard to think of.
And you're making your own biochar, you and Dan?
Yeah, we actually made it at home just recently, a couple of weeks ago. So it was freshly for the spring gardens.
And do you inoculate it and everything like that?
We did inoculate it. And at the growers market, Dan was telling people how, like, we urinated on it. And I was like, Dan, maybe this is not the stuff people want to hear. But, yeah, we did inoculate it, so it's ready to go into the gardens,
Fantastic. Yeah. I've never made biochar. I've always been fascinated by it, but, you know.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And there's so many information out there about it. Like, on YouTube, it shows how, like, so many of the indigenous cultures are using biochar to grow soil. And apparently it's active for 100 years, so it can like just keep pulling in nutrients and making a space for like microorganisms to grow. Yeah,
100 years, far out. That's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's crazy stuff.
Also, Tanya, you've got the when is this? Maybe the second or third growers' gig guide doing the rounds. How cool is that?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we thought, why should all the musos have all the fun? You know, growers want to get together and have gigs. So we now have the growers' gig guide, and it goes out every month.
Yes.
And on the growers' gig guide, we've got
very pretty looking thing too.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff happening, and we are happy to promote other people, you know, anything that's happening in the Whangaroa that's about food growing.
Yeah.
And so, we've got crop swap, we've got workshops on there, we've got seed sorting, we've got working bees, so it really is worthwhile having a look. A great place to find out what events you'd like to go to, or whether you'd want to go to workshops, or just help out.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And there's a paper copy. We've got one in the studio here, and I've seen a few of them around. I guess you can go to the Whangaroa Environment Centre website and the social media and things like that, and it'll all be up there all over there as well.
Yes, definitely is. Yep, and we're getting a lot of responses from people seeing the gig guide now, so that's great.
Great, yes. Just looking at it, Sunday, what's today, the 4th, so the first one on the first day of the month was Crop Swap, and I was there, Marbe was there, and it was, did a little head count, there would have been over 60 people there. You know?
Yeah, it was very busy.
Yeah, it was very busy, yeah.
And that was another amazing space to see, like, how as a community we have so much abundance, and, like, seeing people, like, bring it all together to share. I got so many dahlia tubers. I have so much planting to do now. But yeah, that was amazing. I had so much fun, and I always enjoy Crop Swap. That's definitely one of the amazing like community spaces.
Yeah, I love Crop. For those who might not know what Crop Swap is, Tanya, how would you kind of put it in a couple of sentences? Yep.
It is a place where people share the abundance of their gardens, their hands, and their knowledge.
Cool. Mm. Beautiful. Just like that, Tanya. Like, you said that before. Did you just make that up on the spot, did you?
She's clever.
I love Crop Swaps too.
Yes, no, it was very good. And there was actually a bunch of, I think it was like eight or nine people from all over the Waikato. Like, I think they were here doing a wānanga or something at the Kokiri Centre, and people from Moranville and Hamilton and all that, and they brought in a whole bunch of heritage seeds. Did you just grab a few of those?
Yeah. I didn't get the seeds, but that was Kaioranga course with Georgianne. So it's like they're kind of exploring a lot of topics, but like Maori approach to land and growing food, and they do a little bit of ronga. I did that course as well. It's really amazing. But they had these seeds, and Georgianne is bringing them out here to experience what's happening in Whangaroa, since we have so many amazing events going on. Yeah, that was really nice to have them part of it. And then later they were in the Pacific Paradise Workshop as well.
Yes, they were. Yes, that was that was the same day, wasn't it? I went to that one too, and you were there, and you were there as well, Tanya. Liz and Rick, of course, Rick was talking about taros and bananas, and then Liz came on and stole the show with a lot of kumara kaupapa.
Yes.
That was a great day. Yeah.
It was amazing. And just Rick and Liz sharing their knowledge about tropical food crops that we can grow in Raglan.
Yes.
And they've been encouraging us to grow them.
Yeah,
and
so
I'm really excited.
Workshop. And Liz and Rick, they're like fountain of knowledge. And it was like, I had to laugh when it was raining and we were so persistent. We just had the cardboards over our heads and we were like, no, we are not leaving. We want to learn. Fun.
Yeah.
Everyone stayed, even though, it did get quite wet and it got very cold.
Yes, it did. And you've laid down a couple of kumara down there in the community gardens, which is another one of your things you're involved with. In fact, the next working bee, now look at the things, on the 10th, which is this Tuesday.
Yes, in the afternoon, and you'll be able to see our little instant kumara garden that we made on the day, and we'll be able to explain how we did it, and you'll be able to do your own kumara at home.
Yes, yes, yes indeed. And the community gardens, how long have you been involved with that now, Tanya, would you say, down there?
Just over a year. Yeah. I was lucky to...
Wow, super tidy.
To be handed it over after Manu had done a great job of putting in those framed gardens, and it's just made life so much easier down there. Yeah, he did a good job.
Yes, yes. And just looking back, the thing just yesterday was seed sorting. Now that's in the just over the entranceway here from the Raglan Community Radio HQ and the Environment Centre as well, isn't it? Seed sorting days.
Yes, so on seed sorting days, people are welcome to come along, and what we do is we sort out the seeds that have either been gifted to us from local seed savers, or we do have some that we've bought from King Seeds.
Yes.
And we sort them out into small little packets that have been folded up for us.
Yep.
And then we put them out on the seed Araha stands. The aim of that is so people have access to appropriate seeds for the season in small quantities, and to reduce sort of barriers about growing food. So there's small quantities, and there should be some information there, and we're just trying to encourage people to give it a go.
Yes. Beautiful and cunningly little folded little paper things too.
Mm. Yeah, they look great.
Yes, they do. So that was yesterday, and then, that was yesterday, and then, community working bee, and then crop swap again. That's every second Sunday, isn't it, down at the bowling club?
Yeah,
And then the Raglan Hill Horticultural Society as well on Tuesday. I missed that last one, but I was there a couple of ones ago. It was really interesting. Yeah. And I think it was it Rick and Liz the last one, Tanya?
Yes, we can live the last one, talking about sustainability and growing food.
Yes.
Okay. And this one is Jonathan from Raglan Avocados. So if you want to know about growing avocados, storing avocados, figuring out if they're ripe, all those questions, come along to the Horticultural Society. Everyone's welcome.
And that's at the Stewart Street Church Hall, 3 Stewart Street, at 1 o'clock Tuesday. Mm. And then the very next thing, spring permaculture course at Harkia Retreat, Mother. All right.
Yeah.
What's going to be happening that day?
So we are planning a day. Like, it's just like an introduction to permaculture, but we're going to kind of explore, what's permaculture. Like, we hear so much about it. Is it, growing food? Is it social something? We're going to kind of explore, ethics and principles. And to sum that up, I think it's, a way of thinking and way of interacting with land, working with the land. So we have a day of fun. I feel really excited to, introduce some new ideas to people and do some hands-on practice. And also Georgianne from Kayoranga course, who brought the students to do crop swap and later the Pacific Paradise workshop, she will be doing Maori, wisdom and, sharing, their knowledge and from the land, a little bit of Rongoā. So, combining some practices of what permaculture offers and indigenous wisdom together to, I guess, start sustainability journey of people.
Fantastic. Yeah. And are you going to cook some of your delicious things for everybody to eat?
Yes, we will have really nice kai. I haven't decided what to cook, but definitely something from the land, just as a way. That's the part I really enjoy with, growing food, because I feel it makes me more creative, because you are I grow this, now I have to do something with it. So you just come up with ways, use that. So, and I think it really opens people's eyes to, possibilities, rather than, going to a, supermarket and buying the same things to cook the same things. So I want to, set examples. Last time when we had the course, we actually had a stuffed pumpkin, and that was such a sight. We had, this giant pumpkin stuffed with, lots of grain and grapes and things like that we grew in the garden, and it had the lid, and when you open the lid it had all the surprise.
Yum.
So it was really nice.
And also, of course, you were and that was you organized that as well, didn't you, Tanya, the international cooking classes, didn't you?
Yes, they were fun.
They were,
and Marve was our very first workshop. Yes. It was really well attended, and it was amazing. It really was. Yes. You did another pumpkin dish, that sweet dessert.
Yeah, pumpkin dessert. Yeah, that's one of my favorite Turkish dishes. It was so easy as well. Yeah.
That is, in fact, I've done it twice now with some butternuts.
Did you? Yes. Yeah, nice.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I've cooked it as well. Yep.
Oh, that's good to hear. It's
catching on, Marve, catching on around town.
Yeah, I really enjoy cooking, and I feel lucky with my background because, Turkish, it's really important culturally to Turkish people, cook good food and offer them to, friends and family. That offering part is, why people cook most of the time. So I enjoy, cooking for others. Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's going to be the day, and you were telling me just off here before that, what, you got 12 spots? Was it? And half of them gone or something?
Yeah, half of them gone. And so if you're keen to come for the course, just please book. And, it will be an amazing day for sure.
Book through.
Details, you can find it if you go to Hakia on Facebook or Instagram or our website. Any social media, you'll find the details. Just book through us, messaging us, and, we'll book you in.
Fantastic. So it's Hakia, Hakea?
Yes.
Hakia
Retreat.
Hakia Retreat. Very nice. Mm. Yes. Okay, so that's the 21st. So not this weekend. No, a couple of weekends away.
Eh? Yeah.
A couple of weekends away. Yep.
It's coming up.
So, if you want to get to that one, that's from 10 till 4:30, folks. So, if you look at the social media for Hakia Retreat or hakiaretreat@gmail.com, that's how you can book your place. Go check out Marve and Dan's property, which I must admit I've never done. Marve. Very sloppy. I'm going to have to come along to this one, aren't I? To, just come check it out.
Yeah, you got that.
I missed your last one, unfortunately. That was just before I had you on the show last one. Would you say April or May or something, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, well, this time, hopefully. Fingers crossed we'll get there this time.
Yeah.
You going to head along to that one, Tanya?
I'm still looking at it. Very busy month this month, but I've been to Hakia and it is definitely worth visiting. It's an amazing space, community, and learning how to grow things. It's just amazing. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time there.
Thanks, Tanya.
That's a great endorsement. Well, listen to that. Yes. What else we got here? Oh, the community garden working bees. That's the next thing. I'm looking back on the Grower's Good Guide now, folks. And if you just joined the interview, we're talking to Marve and from Hakia Retreat and Tanya from the Whangarei Environment Centre, the food security conductor, would you say? Or
coordinator.
Coordinator, that sounds better. Yes. And the next thing we got on the 24th Tuesday is Community Garden Working Bee. And they happen, is it every second Tuesday, is that right?
It's the second and fourth Tuesday of the month.
Second and fourth, okay.
Yep. And at the moment we're still in the afternoons, but when the weather gets a bit hotter, we'll start being in the mornings.
Okay, in the mornings, all right. And so that's the second, what did you say, the first and the third and, oh, no, the
second. Second and the fourth. Second and the fourth,
yes. Don't let me confuse you, folks. Second and the fourth and the third Tuesday, of course, the Horticulture Society one, wasn't it? And I missed out on that last one, but I'll have to remember that. And then, again, the week after the Hakia Retreat, Spring Permaculture course is the Grow Kumara Together. Ah. Tell us about that one, Tanya.
This is a very interesting space that that the Environment Centre and the Ag and Community are looking into. And the idea is sharing growing food together on shared land. So this is our first experiment, and we're just learning how to do it all together and how to work together. And we will be, if you're interested in this type of project, please contact me. So this time, with this particular experiment project, we are going to be working on the land and growing kumara and pumpkins on this particular piece of land. And
is it a secret
work in
bit of
progress?
Land, is it?
Land is down to Uku.
Ah. Right.
Okay. Marve's visited the land, haven't you?
Yeah. We did a site analysis and just looked into possible places, like, and crops. It was really amazing experience. To be honest, all of these like growers gig guide events are so amazing for like learning and like growing community, like just connecting to other like people. And that was one of them, like just learning so much from people's wisdom and like what would be the possible crops. And Kumara is like a really good one to do as I think like together in community. Like that's why I guess Maori was doing such big gardens. And that's our first crop to do together. And yeah, I feel excited for the journey of like, yeah, kind of finding out how we can make it better for each other and grow food together. Yeah, that's an exciting journey.
It's a really, really interesting and exciting idea, isn't it? Okay, and Kumara, of course, like Liz was just saying on Sunday, just water it once and that's it.
Yeah.
Nice low maintenance one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's exciting. This is the first one of these kind of things, Tanya, and watch the space, yes. And more will come, probably.
Yeah, so if you're interested in that type of project of sharing your mahi and or sharing land to allow people to grow food on your land, we're hoping to be able to do, this is a rural property, but we're also hoping to do sharing in the urban setting as well, contact me. It's a work in progress, so we're learning from each other.
That's a really interesting idea. If you've got like a section of town or whatever, and you're not a gardener, but other people can come and do a garden for you on your place, eh? Can't see why it couldn't work. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some examples of it around the country. I think with Tanya, actually, we watched like a documentary from Gisborne. They were like growing food on their like backyards, and that food was getting collected and goes to a cafe where they're like serving it to community for really like minimum like price. That was really good, like just connecting everyone together. And obviously if they grow in someone's like backyard, they get like what they need, and the rest is just goes to this cafe.
I think I watched that movie as well.
So that documentary Marve's talking about is called Together We Grow. And it's about a group, a community group in Upper Hutt, and it's really worth watching. It really is.
Yeah.
It's quite inspiring.
Yeah,
I think I came like that. They had like a bike repair workshop and like a men's shed type thing as well, eh? Or a picnic shed or whatever. And,
like artists and
and a cafe and lots of stuff like that. Yeah, no, that was a really cool thing. That, and I can't see why it wouldn't work here in Whangarei either. Mm. Something like that, you know.
Yeah.
If we had a space, and that's another thing you organise as well, isn't it, Tanya? Like growers, little missions around to see other growers. Where was that? Yes. Over the summer? That was went on a couple of those trips. They were cool.
They were really inspiring, and we were very lucky. Well, growers like to share their knowledge and their passion, so it was wonderful to be welcomed onto all those bits of land.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be organising a few more probably coming up, Tanya?
Yes, hopefully I can.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, no, they were great, those things. And if people want to get involved in the growers, it's not really a group, but, you know, in any of this growing stuff, well, I guess it's just a matter of turning up, right? You don't have to, well, it's free,
or contact me and we can have a discussion about which things you're interested in. But, if it's on the Growers Good Guide, follow the little information leads of whether you need to contact someone or not.
Best way to get a hold of you, Tanya, is at whangaroa.org.nz/community-garden.
So my email is food@whangaroa.org.nz.
food@whangaroa.org.nz, okay.
Yeah.
So there we are, folks. Yeah, if you're interested in any of these things, check out the Growers Good Guide, or get a hold of Tanya, and she'll be... She's very passionate about these sorts of things, so she'll be more than happy to have a little chat with you about it and get you in the motion of doing stuff. Yes.
And it looks like you'd better, if you're interested in the spring permaculture course at Hākia, you need to contact Hākia really soon, because we're running out of spaces.
Yes. No, that's right, folks. Yeah, better book in there pretty quickly. And I think, anything else you want to add, Tanya? I think it's half past one already. We better start wrapping it up.
I think we will.
And you're out here 3 days a week, isn't it, Tanya?
I'm usually out there on a Tuesday, and a Friday.
Tuesday and a Friday, a couple of days a week. Right on.
Yep.
For now, anyway. Hey,
for now. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks very much for joining the show, Tanya. I really appreciate it. And you're doing some great work around the Whangarei community. And thank you for all your all these things you do. And they're great and heaps of fun and really educational. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on your show.
No worries. And we will see you soon. A couple of days.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Tanya.
Okay. Thank you.
Ta-da. Bye. All right, folks, that was Tanya there from the Whangarei Environment Centre. Yeah, so I say you helped pick the land. It's interesting, isn't it? You sort of run into a lot of the same sort of growers at these things, and interesting thing. Yeah.
I feel like a bit like people tell what they want, and Tanya is really good at like bringing that together. So people were already saying like they want to, like they have land they want to share and they want to do like grow together, and now like that's coming together. So if you have any idea, regardless of what, relating to food and sharing your land or just community, I would say get in touch with the Whangarei Environment Centre and amazing things will come out of it for sure.
Quite right. All right, well, I think we better wrap it up. You haven't picked a song yet either, have you?
I was trying. I'm too busy.
Too busy chatting away. All right, well, what else we've got lined up here, song-wise, folks. But, yeah, that's kind of it for the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And I will go out with... I've already played all these ones. So, what's that? Ringing in your ears? Just run people through what's happening on the 21st, the Spring Permaculture course, one more time.
I'll run it. We will start with the day, like a little circle, getting to know each other. And from there, we explore some of the ethics and principles of permaculture. We have like some practical examples that we want to do together, which will kind of concrete these ideas and gives you where to start, like just kind of connecting theory with hands-on practice, which I think is what most people are really excited about. And we will have an amazing kai from the land and continue with Georgianne's sessions on indigenous wisdom. And she will share, she's an amazing kayako teacher. She will share her wisdom with us and how to interact with land and whenua. Really exciting. Yeah, just book your place if you're interested in coming along. And if this date is not good for you, go to our website, hakiretreat.com, and you can sign up to our newsletter. We send out more information about what we do and upcoming courses.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for coming into the studio once again. Lovely to see you again and here again.
Thanks. And, I really enjoyed this chat. So
yes. Oh, well, I'll be back. I have to get back in a bit more often.